This is a special report. Cyber Troll Kryptonite, the David Kelly Austin File. Okay. A guy named David Kelly Austin decided it would be funny to accuse me of being a pedophile, of stalking children, and making veiled threats about contacting my mother to tell her I'm a stalker, using my profile picture as his own, and posting pictures of my family. All this in response to people talking about him being a cyber troll. Well, folks, David Austin is wanted by the police. There are warrants out for him. He has violated his probation for prowling and loitering, amongst other things. And that is straight from Georgia law enforcement. Here's how it all happened. I began doing some interviews with individuals in the independent horror film community. And as I did so, I became aware of the fact that several of these people were being cyber harassed, trolled, whatever you wish to call it, by three specific individuals, and we'll leave two of them completely off the table, because I do have to say, this third person was warned repeatedly, and at each step, Mr. David Kelly Austin decided that he would escalate things. It wasn't enough to email me. He then had to start posting things online, and then started calling my associates and telling them lies not only about me, but about himself. And we'll get to that in just a second. I warned this guy like you would not believe. I mean, it was granular. And you can listen to the last show I did called Girls Versus Trolls. And you will hear me specifically tell this guy, hey, you want to keep cyber trolling people? Bring that on, and I'll show you what happens when you do that. He has already done enough things that would have him in hot water without his former jailbird probation status coming into play. Oh, and by the way, David, nice try with the Podbean people. They're a little smarter than you are. And of course, they were extremely interested when I pointed out not only your current status of having warrants out, but I even gave them the numbers to call of local law enforcement. And we'll get to that in a minute, too. I am right now looking at Mr. David Austin's mugshot. I can give you his inmate number. I can give you his booking date of 11/23/13 at 4:33 in the morning. The arresting agency was the Covington Police Department of Georgia, and it gives the warrant number, the charge type, and the charge description. It's very clear. Probation violation. It's not at all vague. Mr. Austin, now you can keep claiming things like, oh, you're going to call your attorney and get a cease and desist. I have found that judges cast an askew eye at cease and desist orders that are issued by people on probation. Generally speaking, that sends up a red flag, David, and I'd point out right now, this guy thinks he is so smart. It's like, oh, I'm so smooth. Buddy, I saw you coming a mile away. And now, here you are. 100% on the record. I speak to you now from an inconquerable place of comfort, surety, and the law. Oh, what a nice day it was. Let me read a few things to you as I go through this synthesis. Now, I'm going to start with Mr. Austin's first email to me. And I'm only going to read a few things out of it that demonstrate what kind of person that we are dealing with here. Out of the blue, he sends me an email and, you know, hey, I heard you on my show. Somebody forwarded my mugshot to you? Good to know my unpaid traffic tickets mean that much to someone. Prowling and loitering. It is easily read by anybody that wants to go to mugshots.org or go to thetomgullyshow.com, find where it says the David Austin podcast and article. Go to the article and there will be a link there if you are logged into Facebook, and you will see an album of Mr. Austin's fine work. I do not fabricate. I will show you the man's actual words. Okay. Oh, he starts issuing things, you know. Let's discourse here. Let's discourse. I'm not here to fight you. I like your show, and you have a good style. Hey, David, the jailbird, loser, cyber troll, idiot, sociopath, that crowd, not really concerned about their opinions about my show. One of those things. He starts sending me screenshots of messages from other people that I don't care about. And he keeps demanding to see these restraining orders. And that's another thing. When I have a guest on my show and they tell a story, just as a newsflash, I'm not required to go and verify every element of their story. That's not part of my show. Sorry. You know. At one point, he orders me to drop my combative tone. I beat cocaine and heroin. Well, then you should beat not getting picked up for a probation violation. And, then he starts in on my teeth and that kind of stuff. And incidentally, you know, you can say anything you want about me. There's a guy named Zolly Becker who engaged me in a conversation. That's another thing. These guys just want attention. It's pathetic. You know, he keeps going, there was a story told on your show. And the guy that she was talking about is me. So what if, I don't know that, but what if it's true? Who cares? And you can read that conversation. He posted it. And I've gotten 20 emails that say, why did he post that? He looks like an idiot. You're like smacking him around like a pinata. Well, that guy, he can go write a bunch of stuff about my teeth and my hair and the way I smell and all that. That's fine. Just don't accuse me of being a pedophile or a child stalker, and don't harass me on my own email and my own Facebook page. And certainly don't threaten to send information to people in my parents' house. Now, at one point in our Facebook email exchange, I start going through things like, had I received an arrest for probation violation in November, I would not be pulling any nonsense on the internet for some time. You clearly feel differently. Thus, I'll be directing your behavior to the Newton County Sheriff's Department and the Covington Police Department. Oh, and you can also add the Oxford Police Department to that list. Naturally, they will forward me to the appropriate legal body to forward any and all pertinent information. Also, plenty of people have come forward with anecdotal information of your behavior. This will also be included. That's where we will start. Now, that's a pretty clear stop the nonsense. And then I tell him, I know. You're telling yourself I'm wasting my time and you have nothing to worry about. And that's what he was doing. Then he brings up Central Bucks East High School. It's well documented that a bunch of kids in Pennsylvania got together and decided to have some jollies because I came out against them in a news story by making up just the most horrible, slanderous accusations. Incidentally, David, 99% of those people, there's a hate page up. But otherwise, they're kind of on radio silence. Because I think a few of them have had problems at their colleges and universities. I know a few of them have had problem in their extracurricular activities and sports. And I know one of them has lost his job. Something you should consider, Mr. Austin. Then he tells me he's going to have a cease and desist order placed on me. I kind of pointed to him that, you know, it's going to be tough to get a cease and desist when you are communicating to me. This is an unsolicited communication. Not much I can do. At any rate, then he posts a picture of my family and asked, what's he say here? And he gives my mother's name. She know her son is a stalker? You really have less on the ball than you think. Just a creepy guy. So I get that. And then I notice a few things happening, okay? I notice he's using my picture in his profile. And I have screenshots. And I notice that he's placed one of my posts up and put, this guy would be funny if he didn't stalk little kids. And I have a screenshot. And then he posts, no wonder those blindingly intelligent kids saw him as a pedophile. And I have screenshots. Oh, did I mention? So do the police in Georgia now, and those aren't the only ones they have. I have a pantheon of other stuff. As I promised Mr. Austin, I got on the phone and called the police in Georgia. It was a simple matter to get his last Georgia address. And when I spoke to the police, do you know what they said? Oh, yes, we're very familiar with Mr. Austin. He was here and he was causing problems. And now he's gone. We're looking for him. He's got warrants out. And they talked about Mr. Austin past that, and I very pleasantly said, well, I have a train load of things he's been up to that I would love to put in some probation officer's jacket for the day that he, like he constantly does, claims innocence, tries to flip the script. Nah, it's all going to kind of be waiting there. Thought, word, and deed, brother. Sorry about that. You're going to have a real tough time arguing against that. That's what you did when you violated your probation. You didn't hide out. You started harassing people. People that warned you. People with a forum, man. Not very smart at all. So, now that everyone knows who we're dealing with here, now that everyone knows there are warrants out on this guy, if you see him, call the police. And oh, David, the guy that said, I'm really not as on the ball as I think I am. I track every single visit to my website. You've listed yourself at New York, New York. Now, I don't know if I can believe that because you are a lying pile. However, I have also forwarded the IP addresses from the New York area. In addition, you left a telltale clue on one of your little messages to me that had a picture on it. Telltale, irrefutable, that I'm sure you don't realize. That also has gone to all the proper law enforcement agencies. Please pipe up. Please tell people. Oh, he's lying. He's wrong. Please try to get my pages shut down because the information's going to be right there. It's going to say, Google's, whoever else, if you are visiting this page to investigate claims of harassment or slander or libel, here are the law enforcement agencies to call to verify the fact that David Kelly Austin is, in fact, wanted by the police. There are warrants out for his arrest, and they pertain to a probation violation for prowling and loitering, amongst other things. I've got another guy. I don't know what's up with this horror community. Lloyd Crybaby Crier. He also, last week, decided that he would like to show me all of his legal skills. And just how smart he is. Well, there'll be a podcast up about him on Monday. This show doesn't really allow people to push us around. I've been doing this a long time. And I will not have people try to suspend my ability to do my job. Won't happen. Just won't happen. In the case of Mr. Crier, you're going to be stunned at the level of ignorance and unprofessionalism this parts specialist holds. But for now, I just like to say, David, I hope you're listening. Have a good day.
Like a social airplane. And we'll have to run this race as long as we should never underestimate someone who knows his place, unlike Tom Gully.
Ooh, the social airplane, that is Tom Gully.
Social airplane.
Got it.